with all calls and under a minute. On with Aviva Breakfast.
Damage this that was done with the last tons 5 is on the. Now we're going to talk about gum disease and your oral and dental health. I'm joined by Dr. Caroline Robbins, who's the owner of Kiwi Dental. Lovely to have you
with
us.
Thank you so much for having me.
50% of us have gum disease, do we?
Yeah, unbeknownst to probably a lot of people. Gum disease is often very silent until it's really advanced. So there's an awful lot of adults walking around out there unaware that they have gum disease. Primarily because, unfortunately, a lot of people just don't go to the dentist.
Okay. Right. Well, there's a lot to unpack there. So gum disease, when it gets serious, what problems does it cause, Caroline? Because, I mean, obviously we're going to talk about how you can catch it early, but if you don't, what happens?
Well, if you don't, you lose teeth. Simple as that. You're going to have
shrinkage.
Well, gum disease is where you start losing support around the tooth. So the tooth is held in the gum and the bone holds it. It's like its foundation. And the mouth is full of bacteria, which is it's like a cave. There's millions of bacteria in the mouth. And if we don't clean properly, if we're irregular with our cleaning habits, if we smoke, vaping, some of us unfortunately have a genetic predisposition, hormonal changes, medications can dry your mouth out. There's a myriad of reasons why these can sort of contribute to the problem. But if we're not removing plaque on a regular basis, that plaque then is full of bacteria. Bacteria produce toxins. Your body then realizes and responds to those toxins and responds with an inflammatory response. That plaque then gets hard and becomes tartar. So that's like limescale, you know, it just sticks to your teeth. That tartar is full of bacteria. It's firing out its toxins. Your body's bringing in the cavalry of trying to fight this fight. It's bringing in its chemical mediators. An unholy war is ensuing. And what happens? Your bone goes, I'm out of here. This is horrible. No one's winning this war because you physically can't remove that tartar with brushing. And your bone shrinks away. And eventually, over time, you'll find your teeth get loose. And then worst case scenario, your teeth fall out.
Lovely. That's a very nice synopsis. Thank you very much, Caroline. When you look into somebody's mouth, Caroline, how do you know and recognise that there is gum disease there? What are you seeing?
There is, it's terrible, it's a very vague politician's answer. There's a look. when I look in the mouth, architecture of gum should be nice, pink, healthy. It often gets quite red and puffy and blunted looking. You can see recession, like the gums start to recede. You can sort of start seeing gaps between teeth. And then I look in back teeth and that's where it is because you can't see that. I always say people, the front of the house is like gum disease and teeth cleaning is like, the house at the front on the street looks lovely. The back garden sometimes doesn't look so good. So that's everybody's mouth. The front of the bits you can see often get cleaned well, but the back where you can't, and I look in these mouths and I see these triangles and it's an empty space between the molars. And then I can see a dark hue, which is the tartar, which is turning black underneath the gum. And there's a look. Sometimes I can see inflammation. I can see in worst case scenario, might see some pus. Mm-hmm. There is a look. And
that's
just
an active infection.
And there is this chronic background grumble going on. And as I said, often people are completely unaware and quite surprised when I said to them, I'm going to say, listen, I'm really sorry to say you have there's gum disease there. And gum disease, you know, it's mild, moderate, severe. There's different categories now. But, you know, if you catch it early, yeah, we have success.
You treat it?
Well, gum disease is, we call it a chronic inflammatory disorder. It's like diabetes. That's a chronic inflammatory disorder as well. So there's really, it's really no cure. It's about management. So it's not going in and saying, okay, I'm going to get my deep clean and that's me done. Unfortunately, it's not. You need to instigate a regime of seeing your dentist or hygienist regularly. They will go around and assess your teeth. Every time you come in, I'm looking at your gums and I'm probably using a little probe and you might hear numbers flying over your head. 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. When we start getting over 4, 5, 6, 7, you're in trouble. They're numbers you don't want to be hearing us saying because they're really deep pockets. They're pockets that we struggle to clean on a day-to-day basis when you come in to see us. They're pockets underneath your gum you're never going to get to
yourself.
What
are you talking about when you go beyond 7? Now I'm intrigued.
So, when you start losing support around your tooth. So the gum sits really snugly up around your tooth like a collar.
Yeah.
And as we get gum disease, that collar gets looser and looser. So it forms like a pocket. You can imagine it just starts down.
Yeah.
And then you can, your probe will freely go down the side of the tooth because there's no resistance there anymore. And that's the pocket depth. So inside that pocket is bacteria, food debris, dead cells, you know, it's an active area of inflammation. This is what we're trying to, this is gum disease, and this is what we're trying to manage.
So are you calling those pockets 8, 9 and 10?
They're bad.
Okay.
You don't want to hear those numbers.
I have a question, a couple of questions coming in. A 46-year-old woman, first of all, I don't smoke or drink a lot, but my gums are receding dramatically. I have no bleeding. What are my options? I'm really aware of the gaps between my teeth. And this person tells us that they do visit the dentist regularly. Is that just a function of aging?
Yes. I mean, she's a lady and I'm not sure how old this lady is.
But 46.
46. So as we start heading into that terrible word, perimenopause and menopause, there are hormonal changes. And we do see that with relation to estrogen, collagen, and decreased saliva flow, we see a degree of natural recession, but that compounds and adds to it too. So it's really important. We will see a degree of recession. That saying, long in the tooth, is actually a real thing.
It's true.
And you know, you just need to watch your brushing technique. Be really careful that you're not scrubbing at your teeth because that can be traumatic over time. A repetitive action with a toothbrush, with toothpaste that's abrasive, the bristles are plastic. They can be, you know, that's a mini trauma every time you're going in. So it needs to be soft toothbrush, careful technique, round and round. Electric toothbrushes are excellent because they have, you know, they have, they can tell you if you're pressing too hard. They can tell you all sorts of information.
The newer ones
are good.
And when you use an electric toothbrush, the trick is not to press it too hard into your gum because you can brush the head off yourself.
You can brush it. You can. Because, you see, part of the reason that we're seeing gum disease in such higher numbers now is that we're surviving with our teeth. You know, we didn't have our grandparents and great parents didn't have teeth at our age. You know,
So
we are surviving long term with teeth. And the mouth is no different to the body that ages. The mouth ages. So we see changes. So we need to make changes in the way we clean our teeth. I would hasten to guess that the majority of us still probably clean our teeth the way we did when we were 12. And when we are 50, cleaning our teeth the way we did when we were 12, 2-minute quick in and out, is no longer enough. We need to be flossing. We need to be using those little brushes, the teepee brushes. Just remember the little Indian tent.
The ones that go in between the teeth.
Because you need to be getting between the surfaces. When we clean our teeth, a tooth has 5 surfaces. The toothbrush only hits 3. We're only getting about 65% of our tooth.
And tell me this, how do you clean your gums? Like, do you have to hold the brush at a specific angle?
Yes, it's a 45 degree angle. So if you just held a toothbrush, held it out in front of you, like in front of the bristles lying sideways, and just twist your wrist up,
So a slight angle.
And that's a 45 degree because you're wanting to get your toothbrush at that margin between tooth and gum. If you looked at that under a high microscope, that's a cuff. There's a cuff holding bacteria, debris, dead cells, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You need, if you just go straight across your teeth, you're not hitting that cuff. You need to just twist it up or on the bottom, twist it down, and you'll get the bristles under that cuff.
This listener has been told they need a gum graft.
Yep.
The dentist said the gums can't grow back, but I'm seeing lots of ads, they say, on social media saying I can grow my gums back using various potions. So who's right?
Your dentist. No, your gums unfortunately can't grow back. You can try changing technique, may stop that progression. But with grafting, what we often can find is, especially on bottom teeth and the front, because on the bottom, those bottom front teeth, they have a lot, there's not much bone on them and they're really thin tissue. So they get recession quite easily.
This is new to me now, this gum graft. Where's the gum coming from?
Well, it can come from you. So it's a little piece taken from the roof of your mouth.
Ouch.
Or it can be man-made, depending on what type of tissue you have. It's like, kind of like if you ate a pizza and got a bad burn on the roof of your mouth. It's pretty sore to start with, but your mouth heals so quickly that it's gone quite fast. And then it's very massively it's an incredibly clever technique and in good hands. It's an amazing thing to get done.
Okay. And when would you resort to that as a dentist?
If we start worrying about the degree of recession, like you're seeing more tooth and root above ground than you are below ground, it's becoming really sensitive for the patient. And when we see it, especially in the front like that, they become really hard for them to clean. And no matter what they're doing, it's a hard area. So it becomes aesthetic. So we can, you know, it can help aesthetically, but also help the
preserve and keep the teeth,
which is really sensitive.
Gosh, it's a minefield, isn't it? It's complicated.
It is.
This minding your teeth business. There's a lot to it. Caroline, thank you very much for coming in. That's Dr. Caroline Robbins, who's owner of Kiwi Dental.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.